Welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and boy, do we have a special show for you guys today. We've talked a lot about this product on Cellular Healing TV before, but now we're going to delve into the science behind it. And that's right, today's show is all about the science behind Cyto Detox. And to bring you this science, we have the creator of Cyto Detox, Dr. Nicholas Sirikos, and we are so excited to have him here to really explain this product, the science behind it, how it was created, and really the impact that it can have on us at the cellular level. So before we jump in, and of course we have Dr. Pompa here as well to help us in our understanding, but we are going to jump in soon, but before that I'm going to read and tell you guys a little bit more about Dr. Nick, and then we will get started. So Dr. Nicholas Sirikos, PharmD, MD, PhD, and FETCS, lots of degrees, is the inventor and creator of hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments, or HCF, the ingredient in Cyto Detox. Dr. Sirikos was born in Athens, Greece. He graduated from the School of Pharmacy, the School of Medicine, and earned his PhD in mechanical circulatory support at the University of Athens. After completing a 7-year residency in thoracic and cardiovascular surgery and becoming a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon, he moved to Rochester, Minnesota, where he worked for 5 years at the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Sirikos is a recipient of prestigious international awards in thoracic and cardiovascular surgery. Dr. Nicholas discovered how to hydrolyze clinoptilolite after years of laboratory research and bench chemistry. The patent-pending process of hydrolyzing clinoptilolite into water-soluble fragments is truly a natural health and scientific breakthrough. The process of creating HCF maintains the honeycomb-like cage structure found in natural zeolite. No other zeolite or detoxification product can make this claim or have access to this breakthrough technology. So welcome, Dr. Nick. We're so excited to have you on Cellular Healing TV. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Yes, Dr. Nicholas Sirikos. You know how long we have to practice saying your name? Not anymore. I know you personally, but every time we do an interview or something, they struggle. Meredith, that was superb, by the way. But so listen, Dr. Nicholas, you're not a stranger to inventing things. I think it was the flow meter that you won a lot of your awards for, right? I mean, so, you know, you're a surgeon and you have a lot of degrees, but not everyone's an inventor. So this is a different area in natural health, I would say, than you've been. But you're still a leader as far as breakthroughs and inventions.
Well, science is a whole thing. Regardless if we're talking about detoxification or we're talking about how to assist the patient performing bypass surgery or a valve repair surgery, still it's science. So yeah. We cannot.
Yeah, there's a difference. Most people fall into the science that's there, you know. I mean, you're definitely a bigger thinker. And well, let me tell you, I do really want to thank you. You know, we've had so many requests for doctors and, you know, people just wanting to know more about Cyto Detox, right? The science behind it. We've gotten so many requests for this show. So thank you for coming on. And I believe you're actually on vacation. And you still made this happen for us.
In fact, I am on vacation with my family, but it's a great pleasure to be with you. Clearly, we had requests by many to have this technology in their hands. We choose to leave this technology to the hands of the best. We consider Dan, but you are the best in the field. And we are very proud that this innovative technology is in the hands of the best person who can reach out to the public and bring this technology to the public in a very scientific, sound, and safe way. So thank you for everything that you do in general. Thank you specifically for bringing this technology in the public. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share with you and with your audience the insights of this innovative technology.
I appreciate it. Look, you know, I've been teaching cellular detox for years, I guess 15. And I can tell you this particle that we're going to discuss today has really changed the way that we do this. It really did. It was a groundbreaking change. Now, you know this because I came into it very skeptical, didn't I? Because many people have brought me these liquid zeolites in the past, right? And said that, you know, this is this great chelator, it gets to the cell, it's nano size, I mean, all this wonderful stuff that sounded good. But when we put it to the test, it really wasn't so good. Now, people had some good things from it, I have to say that. I mean, there were some people who, definitely said, hey, this product did help me. But the problem was, is that it was a suspension. The particles were still too large to actually even cross the gut, let alone cross into the cell. So although it looked like liquid, it really didn't pan out on our testing, our clinical use, and it just really, you know, never made it. And I can tell you, I have been brought so many of those different products. So here we go. So, you know, something changed where the FDA took a major binder that we were using at that time away. And it was a very difficult time. And literally the story is this, and this is the truth. I literally was very upset about what we were going to do with a binder that is able to really grab on to toxins and make sure that they go completely out of the body. And my criticism here is most of the binders or detox things that people use, they don't grab on. They're not true binders. They just stir things up. And we'll talk more about that. But so, you know, really, when I realized that we were losing some of these binders because of the FDA, then I was very distraught. My wife said, you need to pray about it. And she did. She told me that very sternly. And I did. I listened to my wife, which is good advice for everybody. And I started praying about it. We got a phone call literally a week to two later after that, you know, I started praying about it. And I probably would have never taken the call because people are always trying to pitch me the next detox thing. And I did. But I was very disappointed when the guy on the call said, I said, what is it? Because he was very said, hey, you have to check this out. And he told me it was a liquid zeolite. And I was, well, I'm sorry. And I basically pushed him aside. And he said, please do me one favor and just talk to Dr. Cerikos first before you make that judgment. I did, Dr. Nick. I called you. We had a conversation. And it got me to the point where I at least said, okay, I have a group of 30 doctors that we will try this product with. The science sounds different. You convinced me a little bit there and you sent me some things. And so we started working with it and we realized this is a different product. Then I came to Cleveland and right outside of Cleveland Clinic there to your lab, which is absolutely spectacular and amazing. And I saw the process and then, you know, I became even a more true believer. Now we've been using it for a long time and the clinical results and testimonies have just poured in and it's changing lives, Doc. So that's the story of how you and I got together, you know, over a year ago or whatever it was. And, you know, here we are today. So what I want you to do is, you know, bring the science. Why is this different? Why did this one work and the others not? That's for one thing. But probably you should start with what the heck are we even talking about? We have viewers going, what is even zeolite? What are they talking about? So take it from there.
Yeah, we'll take it from there. Yeah, I recall you visited our laboratory and, well, sometimes in life stars align. So the right technology comes at the right time, right place, and it's left in the hands, the capable hands of the right people. And I think this is the case here. This is the case here. So we're very glad to go through this. We can go through the slides that we have, so it's going to be easier for the audience to follow this and see why, what is this, and why is it different. Okay. So yeah, I, in my life journey, I had the privilege to serve as a practicing cardiovascular surgeon and assist people. Now I'm the president of Metron Nutraceuticals. We can go to the next slide. Metron Nutraceuticals. We can go to the next slide.
There might be a delay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, so for those of you who are watching on or listening just on iTunes, definitely log on to YouTube and check out the show as well so you can watch, see all of the slides. We'll explain it as best we can for those who just have audio. But so if you are just listening on iTunes, definitely tune in to check out the slides on YouTube as well.
Very good. So, Meredith, maybe we can go to the next one. I cannot change it. Okay. Maybe one before.
Oh.
Yep.
Well,
that's far ahead. Let's go back, please.
This is hard. Oh,
here we are. Okay. So, one before. Very good. So, okay, Metro Nutraceuticals is my company. It's established in Cleveland, Ohio, and focuses in research, development, and manufacturing of new high-end nutraceutical products. We're not interested to mix just two vitamins, put it in a nice bottle, place a fancy label there, and sell it. That's not our interest. Metro Nutraceutical operates under FDA CGMP. CGMP stands for Good Manufacturing Practice for Nutraceutical Products. And we have created a stellar laboratory that stands far above and beyond FDA CGMP. And you've seen the laboratory, you can attest that. It looks like more like a pharmaceutical level laboratory rather than a nutraceutical one. Let's go to the next one. Next slide, please. And Meredith, can we go to the next, please?
Which one, Nick?
Next slide, please.
Yeah, there's a delay. I don't know if it's going to work out too well because you're saying next slide and then she just, I don't know what's happening, but just tell me, what does the slide say, Nick?
Okay, yeah, we can, sure. We're going to talk about the science, technology, and research in it behind in the use of this product, Zeolite. We can go a couple of slides before if Meredith can do it. Now, we are using zeolite called clinoptilolite. First of all, what is a zeolite? Zeolite is a complex word coming from the word zeo, which in ancient Greek means I boil, and the word lite, which is a stone. So zeolite is a boiling stone. Don't want to tyrannize you with Hellenic phraseology, but this started many centuries ago, how to call this powder, these stones. Why boiling stones? This is because zeolites are crystals who have entrapped water within them. So if we heat a zeolite powder, if we heat a zeolite stone, it will evaporate water. Let's go to the next slide, please, and see why is this is happening. This is happening because zeolites were formed millions of years ago when volcano lava hit the ocean water.
Right.
That's why water is entrapped in the zeolites. That's why when you hit the zeolite, this water that was entrapped back then evaporates. Let's go to the next slide, please. So zeolites are crystals. They have a honeycomb-like three-dimensional configuration, and they do have heavy metals as parts of its structure. This is an important point, and we'll go back to this a little later. Zeolites attract heavy metals and other toxins and retain within their structure heavy metals and other toxins. That's why they are used in several filtration applications for many years, and also they are used for making nutraceutical products. Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, the next, can we progress it?
Oh.
Yep. You would like to go one slide before?
Oh, no, that's a delay. Yeah. So you can just.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, the zeolite crystal has this amazing property to attract and retain heavy metals. There's a problem, though, that the zeolite crystal is not water soluble. So you can mix, you can add zeolite in water, you can stir it, you're going to create a suspension. But if you leave it, the zeolite will settle and will form a solid product. So it's going to be a separation of phases. Now, suspensions cannot be absorbed by the human gastrointestinal system.
Yeah.
So all the products that were made before this technology came out that were either powder zeolites or liquid suspensions of zeolites, they have a common denominator as a problem. They had limited or zero absorption by the gastrointestinal system, and thus they had very limited or zero bioavailability. So we wanted to overcome this limitation of zeolites. Let's go to the next slide, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we'll go to the next slide ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the zeolite we're using is called clinoptilolite. The chemical name for zeolite clinoptilolite is sodium aluminosilicate. Now, this material was granted on April 2012 a GRAS status that's generally recognized as safe and is approved as anti-caking food additive. Also in the European Union is designated an E number, so it's safe to use it. Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, what we do at Metron Nutraceuticals, we use our proprietary patent pending process to transform the non-water soluble zeolite crystal to water soluble hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments. And this is what the acronym HCF stands for. Let's go to the next slide, please. In order to visualize better what's going on with transformation of the crystal, let's think that the huge zeolite crystal looks like a skyscraper. Now, no windows, no walls, just the basic structure, nothing on it. Let's go to the next slide. What we wanted to do in order to transform the zeolite crystal to water soluble crystal solution, we needed to break the crystal in several parts in order to create the hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments. Let's go to the next slide, please. So from a huge crystal, we went to fragments. The equivalent or the example of the skyscraper is like the floor number 1 up to 5 is one fragment, 5 to 7, a bigger fragment, 7 to 20, a large fragment, 20 to 21, a small fragment. So fragments of the crystal were created by breaking the zeolite crystal. Next slide, please. So we ended up with the creation of hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments. Let's go to the next slide. Now, as we said before, within the crystal of zeolite, several heavy metals are part. Let's go to the next slide, please. So heavy metals like mercury, lead, arsenic, cadmium, aluminum, magnesium, and calcium are part of the crystalline structure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were kind of broken up a little bit.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, very good. So now if we go to the next slide, you will see what the challenge was. Let's go to the next slide, please. Can we go to the next slide? One before, please. Okay. So the challenge was to break the crystal and create the crystalline fragments, but at the same time, make sure that the heavy metals that were part of the crystalline structure would remain within the fragments and would not leach out to the water solution. Because then the water solution would be a poison, could not be used, totally useless, okay? Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, after the creation of the hydrolyzed clinotellurite fragments, we needed to make sure that the process ended up with in a safe and effective product, thus appropriate testing needed to be done. Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, as told you before, Metro Nutraceuticals operates according to the FDA cGMP requirements. So all testing is done in independent FDA registered cGMP or GLP. GLP stands for Good Laboratory Practice Laboratories. The United States pharmacopeia methodologies are used in several tests that we conduct, and we apply the FDA requirements for nutraceuticals in order to approve products made. Let's go to the next slide, please. So we needed to make sure that there were no free heavy metals in the water solution of the hydrolyzed clinotellurite fragments. And this is done by
the way, Nick, was another criticism of mine of a lot of the zeolite. It was that it was, you know, it is a true bonder, right? So, you know, that's one good thing was most of the herbal things on the market, the detox are not true binders. This is, but because of that, it carried a lot of potential toxicity with it. So this was a big issue that I had with it too. So this testing really is very, very important when it comes to the world of true binders.
Correct. Well, Dan, we're both clinicians, and in order to function appropriately, you need to make sure that both safety and efficacy are in place.
All right.
Efficacy without safety is useless.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure that there's no problem with heavy metals. We'll go to this very important topic a little later, specifically for cytodetox. So the fingerprint of the hydrolyzed clinotellurite fragments was confirmed by liquid chromatography and mass spectrometry, that's the LCMS, and also X-ray diffraction. Every batch is tested for microbiological testing according to the USP requirements. And particle size distribution is analyzed. Size matters, but it's not the only thing that matters with zeolites. And I will go a little later to the last part, which is an important component of this technology. And that's how we support the claim that crosses cellular membranes. Let's go to the next slide, please.
Right, which was a big deal. Go ahead, finish this point.
Correct. Again, sodium aluminosilicate is the zeolite that we use. So it's a legit question, okay, as you break the crystal, do you release any aluminum in the water solution? The answer came out after ICP-MS was done and the USP 232-233 requirements were applied. So, okay, aluminum is zero. There's no free aluminum inside the detox. And all the other heavy metals that we tested for, none of them creates a problem. We test regularly for the 24 heavy metals discussed and presented at the USP 233. Never had any problem. There's no free heavy metals inside the detox.
I have to say this at this point. You know, many of our viewers probably know Mike Adams, the health ranger. And, you know, he, like me, was very critical of zeolites, you know, partly because of the contamination. And so he tested it in his independent lab, which you know this, Dr. Nicholas. And, of course, he was shocked to find these results himself. So it was independently tested by Mike Adams to find that it was, in fact, a clean zeolite. And by the way, folks, you know, because this stuff is such a darn good binder, this is, you know, this is a rare thing here that you have such a clean zeolite product. But it does get better than that, because even if it was just clean, if it didn't pass through the gut and, in, you know, into the cell, then I wouldn't be on board here. So go ahead, Nicholas. Finish up.
Right. Right. Well, safety first, and safety is documented for the product. Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, fingerprint tested with LC-MS, it gave us the range of molecular weight of the several HCF families, molecular weight families in Daltons, and that's an important component. Many, many zeolite products are presented in such a way to show that that's very tiny, and they give the nanometers. Well, nanometers is one dimension. It's length. We live in a three-dimensional world. Right. Length matters, but it's not the only one.
So, Nicholas, every one of the products that were brought to me in the past measured it in, of course, nano size, meaning length, right? Measured in Daltons, which you see there, which you'll explain, which is molecular weight. So molecular weight and size matter, because we do live in a three-dimensional universe.
Correct. And you need to know what's exactly the molecular weight of the product that you're talking in order to understand if it can cross cellular membranes. Also, LC-MS confirmed that there is a very good sodium hydrogen interchange capacity, and that's a mechanism of action. It's not like the hydrolyzed zeolite fragments attract like a magnet a heavy metal. There is a cationic exchange capacity that these fragments maintain as the starting material has, so they can attract and entrap heavy metals. Let's go to the next slide, please. Can we go to the next slide?
Yep.
Give it a minute.
Yep, sure.
There's a delay, Nick, so you may look, you know, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we need to go to the next slide.
Okay, so you don't want to see the fingerprint? Okay.
Here we are. X-ray diffraction confirmed that the hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments maintain the basic crystalline structure of the huge zeolite crystal. A very important component of testing has been done, completed. Let's go to the next slide, please. Okay, of course, size matters. So electron scanning microscopy revealed that the diameter of the particles at the level more than 90% ranges between 0.1 and 1 micrometer. Here is the size. But this alone would not be enough to support the claim of crossing cellular membranes. So far we have molecular weight, which is the appropriate one, and we have the size. There's a third and more important component that we're going to discuss a little later.
So the
Let's go to the next.
When people are looking at these products, when you're looking at just nano, you're not giving, they're not giving you the molecular weight. The molecular weight has to be within that range that you saw there to cross into the membrane. And of course, the size that you're looking at there. So,
Correct.
Those are two of the critical components. Okay.
Correct. Well, everything shows so far, I believe that your audience can see that even though Cytodetox is a nutrition supplement, it's a nutraceutical product, the level of testing that has been under is at the pharmaceutical grade, which speaks for the quality of the product. Let's go to the next slide, please.
Can you see it yet? That's the metal. a membrane.
Let's go to the next slide, please. Okay.
You want the one with the X's?
Let's go then to the next slide, the immediate next slide.
Okay. That's the picture of the Pampa device.
I don't see it. I have in my screen the Cytodetox, which is a nutrition supplement, but it is tested.
You want the one with the X?
Okay, very good. Right there. Let's stay to this slide. Now, we wanted to test if the product crosses cellular membranes. So we know, we went back to biology, the basics, how a compound crosses cellular membranes, either with diffusion, or number two, with facilitated transport, or number three, with endocytosis and exocytosis. Let's go to the next slide, please. So we can see that, next slide, please.
It'll come, Nick, because I'm seeing okay. It. She turns it and immediately I see it, but for whatever reason, there's a 30-second delay on you.
Yeah. Overcome this.
So now we're looking at number two and number three crossed off. So facilitated transport is X'd out, and bulk flow is X'd out.
Correct. There's no way to test in vitro for number two and number three. Could not be done. But there is a way to have a excellent in vitro testing to see if a compound crosses cellular membranes for the diffusion directly through the lipid bilayer. So this is available. It's the what exactly we did. Let's go to the next slide, please. So here we are. This is the methodology. Let's go to the next slide. Interestingly, this technology, which was applied in an FDA registered GMP laboratory that performs influx measurements. And this is a laboratory located in Boston, Massachusetts, where 20 out of the 20 larger pharmaceutical companies in the world trust for performance of in vitro pharmacokinetic studies. We went there to the best available to test cytodetox. Let's go to the next slide, please. And the next. And the next of these. Okay, now, interestingly, the methodology is called PAMPA.
Yeah.
Which stands for Parallel Artificial Membrane Permeability Assay. Okay, so it's a PAMPA study that was done for cytodetox. Let's go to the next slide.
You know, my interest in cell membranes for years and saying, hey, look, you've got to fix the cell membrane. It's my R number two, right? So, you know, somehow I knew that this would be connected to me.
Right. I totally agree with you that, I mean, you cannot go well if you don't fix the cell. So you that's need exactly. to test everything at the cellular level. And that's exactly what we did. Now, just to briefly to describe this technology, you see two compartments here. On the left, it is the donor chamber. On the right is the receiver chamber. You put your compound to be tested if it crosses cellular membranes in the donor chamber. Now, in both chambers, you see that there is a fiber optic probe that has the capability to conduct real-time concentration measurements in both chambers.
Right.
And these two chambers are separated by a biomimetic membrane that the compound has to travel through in order to claim that can cross cellular membranes. Okay. Now, as you can imagine, in order for a substance to claim that crosses cellular membranes, we need to see that the concentration of the substance in the donor chamber drops over time, and we need to see that the concentration in the receiver chamber somehow increases over time. Let's go to the next slide. So I think this is an amazing result. We see the drop of the concentration on the left in the donor chamber, and we see what an amazing profile of the concentration over time in the receiver chamber.
Yeah, and you know, maybe this science goes over people's head. You know, the point here, folks, is this is the first time ever that a binder like this, a true binder with the capabilities that zeolite has been proven to cross into the cell. You know, now we know we can reach the brain. We can reach, cross into that blood brain barrier. We can get into that cell. You know, if you don't fix the cell, you won't get well. And correct. Dr. Nikolas and I both agree that true detox has to occur where, Nick? At the cell, right? And everyone's downstream with coffee enemas and colonics and these things, juice, this, that, and the other thing.
All these are good, not enough.
Absolutely. Those things are great. They're great. They open up pathways. But if we don't get to the cell, you won't get well. This study here is significant because it's the first time we actually have proof that it is crossing into the cell.
I totally agree, Dan. It's remarkable that what we see here, we believe it's a breakthrough in the science part of the nutraceutical world. Clearly, to the best of my knowledge, this product, hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments, is the first nutraceutical product, not the first in the domain of detoxification, but the first nutraceutical product that can support the claim that crosses cellular membranes with this amazing profile of increasing concentration. So there's appropriate study done, confirmed, so no doubt. Let's go to the next slide, please. Okay, now, crosses blood-brain barrier. That's a component of crossing cellular membranes. Let's see what's there. Let's go to the next slide, please. Okay, next slide. Next one, please.
400 to 500. That was saying that it takes a molecular weight of 400 to 500 Daltons to basically cross the blood-brain barrier.
We go to basic science in neurosciences, out of studies published in peer-reviewed journals, and that's exactly how we need to treat nutraceutical products, not just based on testimonials. We see what are the requirements. So we need to test according to the scientifically set requirements. And that's exactly what we did. Let's go to the next slide, please. I have a little delay, so I don't see. Let's go to the next.
Toxicity and drug testing.
Okay, let's give me 1 second until I, here we are. Also, published textbooks describe what testing needs to be and how it is done and what are the requirements. Can we go a slide ahead? Mm-hmm. Here we are. So for the blood-brain barrier permeation, here are the mechanisms, okay? And let's see what can be tested for compounds like HCF. Let's go to the next slide. Very well. So in the in vitro methodology, the PAMPA technique is the one that can be and needs to be applied. And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, let's what you're showing here. But what you're showing here is the scientific, basically,
background and support.
Yeah, right. It would have to take place to make a claim like this.
Correct. Correct. Let's go to the next slide, please. So the PAMPA models initially developed for study, passive oral absorption, and successfully were applied in the pharmaceutical industry because of this ability they have. Now it has been modified so it can be used in the blood-brain barrier permeation studies. And the important fact is that it shows a good correlation with in vivo findings.
Right.
So that's a fundamental basis for this kind of testing. Well, and that's exactly what we did.
And let me bring some clinical aspect to it. You know, some people heard this story of one of my clients on one of the Cellular Healing TV shows a few weeks ago, and there's a few, you know, a couple more coming up. And she spoke about cytodetox and how it changed her world. She spoke about how she tried other things and that didn't work. And, you know, one of the big things you have to understand, folks, is, you know, true detox. I always say we do it in phases. There's a preparatory phase, there's a body phase, and then there's the brain phase. The brain phase is the key. You know, why people don't feel well today, Dr. Nick, you know, is the fact that these neurotoxins go deep into the nerve tissue, the brain being a lot of that tissue. If we don't have something like this that we know can get into where the problem really is, then we're not going to make a difference. You know, we have studies showing that heavy metals, where are they accumulating? The pituitary hypothalamus, which happens to run our thyroid, our adrenals, and our whole endocrine system. Everybody's focused down here when really the problem's here. So, you know, to have a product like this, Dr. Nick, where we have scientific validation that it's able to cross into the brain, you know, this is why people are getting their lives back. This is important. Now, I want to point this out too. We don't just use this. We use this in a system that we call true cellular detox. You know, and that's one of the things, Dr. Nick, why this is a practitioner product. We're not just, you know, throwing it out into the universe for people to randomly take. This is the real deal here. You know, so we have practitioners trained around the country, you know, in this product and how to use it. It's a powerful tool, but it gives lives back. So anyways, just sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to bring some clinical aspect to the product.
Right. And this powerful tool needs to be in the hands of capable people who know how to use it as the practitioners. Okay. Now, a common misconception, as you know it very well, is that many people are following just a commercial saying, take this, it's going to be good for you, it's going to clean your liver. Okay.
Right.
So I've faced many times the question, can you make something that will clean my liver? Trust me, there are two mistakes in this sentence. First of all, no one can make anything to clean one organ or one system.
Absolutely.
The human body cannot be broken down as it is in the anatomy books and physiology books. This is just to study the human body. There's a totality in function here. So no one can make something to clean one organ. Second, even theoretically, for the sake of the discussion, we were able to make the magic glove that gets in the liver and picks toxins from the liver one at a time. We wouldn't be able to detox more than the 2 or 3% of the toxic load of our human body. The toxins are not accumulated in the liver. The toxins pass through the liver, which is the biochemistry laboratory of the human body, to be taken out of the human body. The toxins are deposited in our human body in the adipose tissue, that's fatty tissue. Toxins are deposited in our bones. Toxins are deposited in our brain. So toxins are far away from the liver. So no, we cannot detox the liver. But what we can do right now is to send hydrolyzed clinochloride fragments wherever they can go and attract and retain heavy metals, pass them through the liver, take them out of the human body.
You know what, all we can do, Doc, is we get the cell functioning. I always say there's three components to true cellular detox. First component is we have to get the cell doing what it does naturally. Cytodetox works with what the body's doing naturally. You know, cytodetox works once we get the cell doing what it does. It starts removing toxins. Now, cytodetox assures that it's moving completely out of the body. That's why the third component of what real detox is using a true binder for that very reason. Otherwise, you redistribute toxins, which many of them end up crossing the blood-brain barrier into the head, you know, into the brain, crossing, grabbing on to other cells. Remember, your nerve tissue is made of fat. These toxins are attracted to that. So if we don't have a real binder that brings it all the way out of the body, you end up moving toxins into other nerve tissue. And that's, trust me, that's not a good idea. You know, I mean, part of real detox is opening up these downstream detox pathways as well. But we have to get the cell functioning. We have to grab it to make sure it's moved all the way out of the body. And that's an important point, Nick. And we're working, cytodetox works with the body's natural detox pathway. And that's exactly the magic.
Exactly. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, here we are in the requirements for a compound to enter and cross the blood-brain barrier. Here we are again. Molecular weight is the number one property that is always discussed in the scientific books and papers. Here we are less than 400 to 500 Daltons. That's exactly where hydrolyzed electrolyte fragments are.
And once again, the difference of cytodetox and all of these other products on the market is right there.
Correct. Let's go to the next slide, please. And then immediately to the next one. So immediately, let's go to the next one, please.
This one has the zeolite, and it has the fragment, 350 micrograms, the vitamin C component. See that one? Okay.
Correct. We found that, and you found after the use of the product, that this is the appropriate concentration of the hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments for the product to be effective and work. And we added vitamin C, not by just mixing vitamin C in a solution, but we incorporated vitamin C into cytodetox. Let's go to the next slide, and I will be very happy to explain why. Okay, now, for a compound to act systemically, needs to be absorbed, needs to circulate, and reach out to the tissues. Let's go to the next slide. Now, we know that in the human body, there are vitamin C receptors in all endothelial cells, and most importantly, there is an increased number in the endothelial cells in the arteries of the blood brain barrier. So that's exactly where we wanted to send the hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments. Let's go to the next slide, please. So we needed to go there. Okay, that's the key. Let's go to the next slide. How to do this? Well, there is a sodium atom associated with each of the most of the hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments. Okay. Next slide, please. Now, vitamin C has the ascorbic anion in it, which has a negative charge. So what we did, next slide, please, is that we created an ionic bond between the ascorbic anion and the sodium that lies within the fragments. Next slide, please. With the ultimate goal to ship the hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragments directly in the vitamin C receptors. Okay, this is the background, the scientific background of this formulation. I think it's unique in the world of detoxification, and it's a good progress in the world of nutraceuticals in general. There are studies showing that modified natural clinoptilolite, zeolite, detoxifies small mammal organisms loaded with lead, and the genetic, the cell, and the physiological effects have been studied. Let's go to the next slide, please. And more importantly, it shows, after the application of the appropriate kinetic models for the lead bioaccumulation, that this compound offers a very gentle approach in detoxification. clearly, when you have a clinical level of acute toxicity, the appropriate approach, clinical approach, is the IV chelation that is done in a hospital setting under the appropriate monitoring. Okay, we're not talking about something like this with cytodetox. Cytodetox is for everyone that lies in the subclinical level of toxicity, where it offers a very gentle way to reverse this chronic process.
Yeah, the cytodetox is for the chronic low-level exposure. By the way, these are the which link to the chronic disease. What you're describing is exactly right. I mean, when we talk about an IV, which is a true chelator, it's a true binder, right? It's like there is a place for it in acute metal exposures. Yes, that's when you go to the hospital. That's when you get an IV. However, that fails in where cytodetox thrives, and that is in the chronic low-level exposures that people get day in, day out. You know, you use these big IVs, they come in, they pull a lot of the metal from the tissue, they go away, and a lot of the metal can redistribute. However, for acute exposure, that works fantastic because you have such a true binder and such a high amount, and
correct,
you know, obviously it can save your life.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's no other slide in this series of slides, so we can...
Yeah, we're good.
You can tell
them to bring marriage. Yeah, and we're sorry for the delay there, folks, but I think it's the first time we've ever had PowerPoints on the Cellular Healing TV. Google Hangout, my guys made that happen, so thank you, guys. Appreciate that. But there was more of a delay on your side, Nicholas. But look, you know, I mean, this technology, Dr. Nick, it would be one thing if the science showed it, but we, you know, clinically we started using it and we didn't see the results. But we have both. We have the science, you know, with the molecular membrane or the molecular weight able to cross the cell into the blood-brain barrier with the right size. We have the PAMPA study proving that it does, you know, but more so to me, you know, clinically, we have doctors around the country doing this within our True Cellular Detox. And we're able to get results faster, I believe, than we even have had in the past. And, you know, I think that it's just, it's an amazing product. I mean, we could bring one doctor on after another and we talk about it. We just interviewed a doctor yesterday, right, Meredith, that was talking about the magic, you know, of utilizing this particle, you know, within the system that we call True Cellular Detox. So, you know, it really is an amazing breakthrough, Dr. Nick, and we thank you for that. And Meredith, you probably have some questions, Meredith. Yesterday, I didn't give you a time to get your questions answered. Today, I'm going to.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Pompa. I just try to put on my head and think about some of the questions that our viewers might be thinking. I did want to mention, though, as well, I've tried the newer formula. I had, of course, tried the original formulation without the vitamin C, and I found the newer formula with the vitamin C has made a bigger impact on me and my detoxification process. And I started another brain phase this morning, so I just wanted to thank you for that. It's truly an incredible product, speaking from personal experience. But I'm wondering, people are listening too, they're maybe wondering, can anyone take it? Any age, anyone with any kind of health challenges? How do you speak to that?
Well, again, thank you for your warm words. I'm glad that the product works for you. And we are very happy that this product is left in the very capable hands of Dr. Pompa and his co-workers and friends who know how to use it. Again, Meredith, safety is first. For this product, we have the scientific evidence, safety, we have the efficacy, everything is in place. Primarily, the product is to be used for adults. I'm not aware of studies of the product used for children. Clearly, if it is to be used for children, the dose needs to be adjusted. There are several ways to adjust the dose of any compound, pharmaceutical and or nutraceutical, for a child based on the age, based on the body weight. The pediatric associations all over the world have established criteria on how to use such a product. I would say to consult with Dr. Pampa and contact Dr. Pampa and ask so we can let know whoever of your capable practitioners wants to use the product so we can give a good advice and make sure that we don't go out of the margins of safety. Dan, I assume you agree with this?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely agree. I mean, that's why we're training doctors around the country, you know, in cellular detox and cellular healing. You know, there's a process that we train. There's a process that we do, and it's a process that works. So, Meredith, any other questions there?
We've talked a lot about it pulling or helping to remove heavy metals, but does it help to pull out other toxins from the cell?
Correct. Thanks for the question. Now, zeolites are known that can attract and retain heavy metals and other toxins. It's not heavy metals that have a toxic effect. Other toxins that have a positive or negative charge within them can be attracted and can be entrapped in the zeolite crystal. There is a wide...
Yeah, I was just going to say, clinically, we've seen amazing things with so many other different toxins. You know, for years, they use zeolites to clean up glyphosate, which we talk a lot about on this show, the number one herbicide. They use it to clean up that chemical. So just because this is smaller, of course, we know that it still binds glyphosate. You know, I mean, that's what they use in nature. It's innate. We even use it to bind biotoxins from mold. I mean, that's how good this stuff binds. You know, it binds it in the cage, and it also uses that ion bond that you described. So it works very well.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And for the second layer of your question, Meredith, who uses this? Everyone who lies at the level of subclinical toxicity. Practically all of us.
Right. I was going to say that's pretty much everybody in our modern world.
Good answer.
Correct.
Wow. Well, it's an incredible product. I know it's been a game changer for us. Dr. Pampa, you've had such incredible clinical results, as have the doctors you train across the country. So just thank you so much, Dr. Nick, for bringing the science behind it. So now we have a better understanding of how it works, how it functions at the cellular level. Because when we have that understanding, we can move forward with confidence in taking it and knowing that it really is doing what it says it does.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yep. Thank you, Dr. Nicholas. You're on vacation and we made you work today. So you give my apologies to your wife and your little children, those cute little kids.
No worries. This is always in my mind, regardless if I'm working, traveling, on vacation, even sleeping. This technology and the science associated never abandons me, which is a good part. And we go to the next and the next and the next.
I appreciate your excellence. You know, I really do. I mean, if these people could come, you know, actually, I'm going to make another trip to the lab and I'm going to do a cellular healing TV show from there, Meredith, because I just was thinking if they could see the lab and just see how amazing the process is.
Seeing, believing. We're most welcome to visit us. There's new things coming on. It is said by very important researchers that good research answers questions, but excellent research creates more questions. So trust me, this created more questions. And there are more answers that we have now in our hands. So we're going now to go ahead with a family of products based on this amazing technology of hydrolyzed clinotilolite fragments. So stay tuned. There's more coming.
And I keep pushing you, right? I keep saying, this is what we need. We need this. We need this, Dr. Nick. And I will keep pushing you because clinically... I'm on one end trying to save lives, and you got to develop it for us. We got some great things in the work. We do. We have some great things in the work.
I think you and I working synergistically, we push things on. So and we go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for Joyce. Thank you, Meredith.
Well, thank you, Dr. Neek. Thank you, Dr. Pompa. If you want to learn more about cytodetox, how to learn about finding out how to try a bottle for yourself, go to cytospecial.com. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.